Blog Talk Radio.
Station, and I'm Aphrodite North. Normally, I sign on with my friend Jacqueline, and she may be experiencing some heavy traffic down in Florida today because of the holiday week that we're experiencing coming up. It's been an extremely dramatic week. A lot has been going on cosmically, which I'm sure most of you are very aware of. We had, of course, the winter solstice, the shortest day of the year that came up. We also had a full moon yesterday, and also a beautiful meteor shower. So there's a lot of energies that were changing. And with this, what we're seeing is the solstice marks the time and the beginning of a season. The full moon announces the closure or the completion of something. And most people are probably pretty ready for the holiday at this point, I would imagine, after yesterday, which is fine. And the meteor shower also is just very beautiful. Some of the pictures I'm sure you've seen on the internet and even on Facebook, they were just really spectacular. It was a very, very beautiful full moon. And so, this being said, Jacqueline and I talked a bit about this last week because we knew that some of these events were going to happen before we met tonight. But the nice thing about tonight is that there is a beautiful grand trine in water going on tonight. And it's with the Cancer moon, which is very psychic intuitive. It is with Neptune, the planet of dreams, illusion, imagination, faith, and Pisces, which also rules the muses. And most people this time of year, it doesn't matter what tradition they're celebrating, there's music, and there's poetry, and there's scripture, or there's even beautiful Native American teachings. And mantras that have been passed down through generation to generation. And also, Venus, the planet of love, is still in Scorpio. So it's very deep, it's very psychic. And when I look at this grand trine, the first thing that popped into my mind is silent night, holy night. That kind of energy where sometimes it's good to be still, to hear the muses from without and from within. And also, the moon in Cancer tends to love children, small animals, very nurturing energy, which is nice because most of us have family near or far. Some of us have family that is not present this Christmas. But the devotion and the agape love of what was shared and the treasured memories are all written in the heavens tonight. And I just wanted to share some of that with you tonight. We also have an interesting configuration going on where Jupiter, the planet of good fortune and abundance, and Mercury, during this transition over the last few days, have been kissing in Sagittarius. And the Sagittarius energy is all about travel. It's about higher education. It's about metaphysics. It's about having a positive philosophy of life. And because of Jupiter and Mercury together, maybe we were a little bit more generous this Christmas, or maybe we decide to say, oh, what the heck, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to buy the ticket and go. But it's in square to Neptune in Pisces, too, which can cause kind of a clouding effect if there's fog, if there's rain. If you're traveling over these next couple of days, just exercise a certain level of caution. If you don't have clear visibility, slow down. If you feel anxiety, maybe put on some music that calms your soul. Just to arrive wherever your destination might be, safely, and with a smile on your face and a song in your heart. Oh, there's Jacqueline. She signed on. Great. Hey, girl. How are you doing, honey? I think you have traffic issues down there.
You know, time gets away from you when things are moving during the holidays, and it's like, ah!
Absolutely. Absolutely.
That's a great thing.
Well,
you know, I was...
Go ahead.
I was listening to what you were saying, and, you know, it is right. You know, I like, you know, that grand trine with all the music ability to it and the higher resonation of it, if I believe, you know, and really, you know, that fulfillingness of that. And then the Sagittarian energy, again, like you were talking about with the Holly Jolly and all of that traveling and things, and the higher philosophy of it especially. You know, because here again, this really can raise the vibration level by us really opening to just the love with that grand trine. You know, it's just so beautiful as long as we look at the positive and don't get stuck on those details. If there's something that's bugging you, find the humor in it. It'll shift it around. You know, this is a great time for knowledge and understanding and looking at other perspectives and seeing different things right now, which I think is really great for the holidays.
I so agree. It's been very exciting because, of course, I have a lot of people on Facebook I chat with, and everybody's celebrating something, it seems, this time of year. And it's interesting because I think that Neptune square with Jupiter and Mercury, it allows us to say, really, I don't really understand exactly what it is you're celebrating. Could you enlighten me? Could you share it with me? I'd like to know what is the sacred in you this time of year. And I have been opening so many doors on Facebook with this. It's so great. I've made 3 new friends this week.
There you go. And you know it is. Right now, it's all in the ride. It's all in that day and that joy and that beauty with that Saturn in Capricorn and Pluto being in Capricorn, you know. Both of those say, stop, smell the roses, investigate, look at it, see what it's all about, you know, kind of thing. So it gives us that slowing down effect to where we can take more time to look at the details like that.
Yes, absolutely. You know, it's interesting you should mention smelling the roses because last night my dear dog brought me a dozen red roses early for Christmas.
Oh, how sweet.
I was so not expecting that. And it was really a beautiful surprise. It was very delightful. And so that was good. And getting some things together, of course. I'm doing the whole, you know me, my cooking frenzy. You do the same thing.
Everything ready.
Yes. Yes. Well, tonight we're pretty loaded. Our queue's almost full. I suppose you better take some callers. What do you think?
How about we do that?
Okay, babe.
Hello?
Area code 860. You're on the air.
Hi. How are you?
Good.
Hello.
How are you?
Good. This is Amy. / my name is Amla, but you guys call me Amy. So.
Okay.
Are you 1216?
Yep, it's December 16th, 73.
Gotcha. New Britain, Connecticut.
Yeah, you got it. You got it.
And you still live up there in cold country, honey?
Absolutely.
I love New England. You know, you can take the girl out of New England, but you can't take New England out of the girl. I guarantee you that. I was born and raised in Massachusetts. I know the drill.
I know. It's interesting. But we were lucky when, we didn't have much snow, which is, we're going to have Christmas snow tomorrow, which is like a trace, like a coating to an inch. So that's kind of nice. It's tomorrow.
Pretty.
Yeah.
So what city were you in for your birthday?
What did I do? I'm really into sound healing, so I treated myself out, and then I went out with my girlfriend. We had her birthday's the 12th, so we celebrated, and we went to the Cheesecake Factory. So that was nice.
So you were around New Britain?
Yeah. So it was good. It was, you know, I love being the Saggy that I am. It's all about fire, and, you know, I have a lot of spunk in me, so that totally makes sense with the holiday and everything coming up. So definitely I'm excited for new beginnings. And speaking of which,
I love your spunk,
and
I love your spirituality.
Oh, thank you. Definitely. Just can't live without it. Can't live without it. So, but I do.
Do you have a special question for us tonight?
Yeah, I do. Within the, like, the next couple of months, I think, maybe, I don't know what you see, but, like, it's been, as far as my, you know, everything else is coming into fruition, like, my book is coming out next year, and all this good stuff is coming out, except the relationship thing, it's just so weird. It's been on and off, and then the full moon, yesterday, I did my own little ceremony, and I let go of this person, because this is so, it was so, ups and downs and all around. So I was just wondering, astrology-wise, what's going on with me in the next month or so? 2 months, something like that. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I think your projection of 2 months is about right. Looking at your transit wheel, I know that Jacqueline's already looking at your solar return. She's going to give you some insight there, too. But, you know, the interesting thing in your chart is that your Mars and your Sun are in trine, and so is the North Node, which is about, like, a lot of good karma you've paid in, and that's why you're such a spiritual lady. Right now Mars is still in Pisces, and it is forming a triple T-square right now, which means that your relationships right now are on kind of on a balance beam for the moment. But Mars is only in a sign for 7 weeks, and it usually moves on to the next sign, and your Mars is in Aries. Right now it's in Pisces. So what's going to happen is about 6 weeks from now, it's going to be conjunct. And it's going to be trining your Sun and your North Node. So I do feel there's going to be a major shift in your relationship at that time. And
oh,
a positive.
Okay.
No matter what happens.
Okay.
Yep. And
okay,
also Uranus is going to be direct then. Uranus is going to be direct, and it's right on top of your Mars right now. So I really feel, from everything I'm seeing here, you're going to be pleasantly surprised, but I want to give you one word of warning. You're used to being very independent with that early Aquarius rising.
Yes.
You know, when a relationship really does become a we, some of that independence has to be compromised. Not necessarily abandoned, but compromised. What do you think, Jacqueline? You fill us in on what you're seeing. I know you're looking at something over there. I can hear it in my head.
Oh, returning over here. Hey, you know, in looking at this, both with your solar return, I agree with everything Aphrodite said, okay? And here we've got this two-month mark that's going to hit there, okay? Again,
okay.
I don't think you're really going to find anybody before then. So agree with her that this is a time of looking within at your own personal values and beliefs, really finding your own individuality.
Yeah.
But I'm going to tell you the one major thing that shows up both in your soul return and here is you are a social creature. Okay?
Yes.
You need to be socially involved. And it has to be a productive activity. Okay? And this year really shows new adventures into new activities. So I'm telling you to follow your passions of, I've always wanted to go hiking over here, so I'm going to take that new adventure, but I'm going to go with a group of people with it. Do you understand it that way, such as, you know, an exploration group or a tour guide kind of thing or whatever it is, to where you're going in a group
Absolutely.
Of because, and the reason why I say this is because your whole chart sets you up to find that best friend. Your Venus is an Aquarius, and you are looking for your best friend and nothing else. So what this is all about, over the next 2 months is that Neptune-Mars conjunction and that running through your first and second house, which means you've really got to have faith and trust and confidence that the universe is going to provide you with this mate, okay? And you have to have no doubt. So it's letting go of the past and looking forward and staying within your personal values and beliefs about that best friend and what you want in your relationship. And in about a couple of months, if you do that over the next 2 months, in a couple of months, this one's going to appear in front of you as you're doing some kind of activity.
Can I ask you guys one thing? Is it done with this person that I just let go of with the moon thing, or is he coming back? It's not like I'm yearning for this. I just am wondering, is it just all new now in the charts for newness?
And what I'm trying to say with this is an exploration of your own independence. Is this the relationship you want to spend the rest of your life with, even if he does come back to you?
Okay.
Are you going to take him back? This is all about letting go. The full moon is about burying it, about giving it that funeral and allowing it to move on and you to move forward. So what I'm trying to say to you is you should care less whether he's coming back or not again, because it's not going to be relevant in your life.
Okay. And then the last thing, Aphrodite, you can just to make sure, you were saying like in the six weeks, what are the planets again? Could you just repeat that really quickly?
Mars is going to be moving into Aries. And when it goes into Aries, your Mars is in Aries. So you're going to have a Mars conjunction or Mars return in Aries. So, again, whoever you're going to connect with, Aries is the I am presence. And Aries is a very misunderstood sign sometimes because it's a sign of the ram, but it's also the sign of the lamb. And you need a man that can be both. That can be tough and stand up when he needs to, but can relax with you and treat you with a certain amount of devotion and sensitivity and sentimentality. You need both.
Yes, you're right on. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm
so
excited.
That's why I'm
taking
this Mars transit for the next 7 weeks. See, Mars is only in Aries every 2.5 years. So this is a great time, and I so agree with everything Jacqueline said. I so agree. Get yourself out there doing the things that you love because you want to share interests with your mate. Absolutely.
Yes. Absolutely. Absolutely. And I
but we've got to run to the next caller because we're already running over, okay? We've got to run to the next caller. Keep us posted, though. We're so excited for you.
I will. Thank you. Thank you. Bye.
God bless. All right. Good night. Merry Christmas.
Good night.
Sweet. I love it when that happens, when both charts agree. Isn't that wonderful?
Oh, it's like the universe is just focusing in and going right in one direction.
Yes. Are you ready for the next one?
Okay.
Area code 480, you're on the air.
Hello, thank you for taking my call. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
So you should have my data, I believe. I called previously.
What's your name?
Shruti, May 2068.
I'm sorry?
Shruti, S-H-R-U-T for tiger, I.
Okay.
By 2068.
Gotcha. Awesome. In Pune, India. Now, where do you live now, dear?
I live in Phoenix, Arizona.
Phoenix. Okay. You're a long way from home, honey.
Yes.
Okay. I don't have your birth information, so can you give it to me again?
Oh, yes. I'll be happy to. It's May 5/20/1968. 6:40 a.m. India.
And what city?
Pune. P-U-N-E.
I'm sorry?
Pune. P-U-N-E.
Oh.
In India.
It's kind of a cute and short name for a city in India.
Yeah.
Now, do you have a special question for us tonight?
Yes, with the new year coming in, any insights regarding my career?
Career? Okay. What do you do for work now?
I'm a project manager, strategic initiative project manager.
Well, because your son is at the analytic degree of Taurus, it's on the cusp of Gemini, so you probably are an amazing multitasker. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
You can probably do many things at the same time. Your Mars in Gemini, your Mercury's in Gemini. So boredom is your worst enemy.
Yes.
Yes. Now, as far as a career change is concerned, do you work actually or virtually?
I work actually. And like you said, I'm actually, even though I'm a strategic initiative project manager, I'm another role as a lean coach. So I'm doing two jobs within that same position.
Okay. Now, are you unhappy
I'm looking for change, yes. I'm looking for change.
Okay. Well, Jupiter, the planet of good fortune and abundance, is only in Sagittarius every 12 years for a year. And it has been opposing your Mars in Gemini. So I do think you're probably working below your level. I think that you do want to expand the kinds of work that you're doing, and you probably want it to be much more futuristic and more state-of-the-art, correct?
Correct.
Yeah.
Yes.
Now, Jupiter can bring that to you. Now, Jupiter's going to be in Sag for a year. It's not going to lead there. It's not going to go into Capricorn until around this time next year. So because of that, I would really encourage you, okay, to really look at other opportunities at this time. Now, almost all the planets are direct right now except Uranus, okay? And because you're kind of a person that thinks like an engineer and Uranus rules engineers, it's retrograde until the 6th of January, and then it goes forward. Now, it's a slow-moving planet. It's a ponderous planet, so you don't usually feel it for about a fortnight. About 2 weeks after, you'll start to feel it in January. And what happens in January, we already have a few planetary energies in Capricorn, and Mercury is going to be entering Capricorn as well. So for you to find another opportunity with a company that has a great reputation and has a lot of integrity, I think January and early February could be your time. But let's see what Jacqueline can see with this. Jacqueline, what do you think?
Well, you know, I was looking at a little later than that. I was looking at the end of February, beginning of March. Just because, and this is a difference. She is looking at your relocation chart.
Correct.
And
yeah.
I am looking at your natal chart.
Natal.
Okay. They all have their, each one has a different view, but they all, like hers, I agree with her. It's coming out similar. You have this beautiful grand water trine really supporting you in your sixth to ninth to second house, what you value, your personal values and beliefs. Okay. And what the universe is doing is it's saying live your dream, follow your passion, look for that opportunity. And I agree with Aphrodite that you're working below your level at this point in time and that you really need something inspiring, okay? I took it a little bit different of a way than Aphrodite did because I'm looking at what I think it is looking at who you want to work for, not the position you want to work for. Okay, I think it's all about finding who you really want to work with and following that passion, whether it's a large company or corporation that really has the ethics and values that you like and you want to go work for them. I think you'll find the answer to the job position through finding the company instead. So I'm just making that suggestion to you to look in that way as far as what your dream is and what you value, okay? Because I think it all comes from your own personal values and beliefs, and I agree with her that you have this great multitasking ability with all of that 29-degree Taurus, Mars and Gemini, Gemini rising, and Mercury and Gemini in your first house. There's a lot of movement there, and there's a lot of information. And under the Sag energy with this Mercury and Sag, especially conjunct Jupiter right now, I think this is a great time for you to really find out a lot of information and really be open to what's around you as far as opportunities are concerned.
Okay, so right now do the research and be ready to
And we're behind
something.
You 1,000%.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Again, happy holidays.
Yeah, I think it's coming.
Happy holidays to you, dear love.
Thank you.
All right,
take
God
care.
Bless.
Bye.
Sweet night. Amazing stuff going on in there. She's got to be a genius. Okay, you ready for the next one?
Okay.
Area code 760, you're on the air.
Hi, ladies. This is Jeanette.
Hey, hi, Jeanette, how are you?
All righty. Thank you. I'm just so happy to speak with you guys, or ladies. I have actually, I think I've changed my birth time because it seemed like whenever I was, you know, someone looked into my chart, it didn't quite fall what was going on in the right time frame. So okay. I don't know what time you guys have for my chart, July 17.
1958. I have 11:32 a.m.
Yeah. And I think I've adjusted, I was working with someone else, and they, you know, we kind of went through it. I think I adjusted it to 11:17 because that gives me a Virgo rising. And I just feel like I have, like, that element of being able to edit and proofread and, you know, analyze things kind of like, especially with language. So I feel like I'm a Virgo rising, even 29 degrees. So if you put 11:17, I think it should come out to that.
It comes out to a 0 degree Libra rising.
Oh.
At 11:17. Rectify it
okay.
there.
Well.
Now, do you still live in New York?
No. I'm actually in San Diego, California.
Okay.
Now, sometimes,
and
I'll say
there?
This. Okay. I'm going to say
I'm
this
sorry?
Because sometimes, and I haven't looked at your relocation in San Diego. Have you lived in San Diego for a long period of time?
Yes, 15
okay.
years.
The reason why I say that is because when you relocate to a different area, your chart shifts and changes, okay? And it may
yeah.
give you more of that Virgonian energy, and you may feel more of that Virgonian energy as a result of that. I haven't looked at your relocation. I'm sure Aphrodite has. To let you know that, but I want you
yeah,
to understand.
Yeah, the 23 degrees
of
Leo, actually, it was Virgo before we changed the time, pretty much, I think. So, but the thing is that there is Virgo energy in that first house of self and self-identification. In San Diego, if the 11:17 is the right time, the ascendant is a 23 degrees of Leo in 40 minutes, but she's got Pluto and her part of fortune in Virgo in the first house. So that could be why she's resonating to her power being more Virgoan, okay, is what I suggest.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
And
so
and
I
again,
do...
It can...
Yeah,
go
ahead. Go
ahead.
I'm sorry.
And the way it is,
go
because
ahead.
Pluto's at 0 degrees and 48 minutes of Virgo, it forms some beautiful trines to your late Mars in Aries and the Taurus cusp. And so that is very fabulous for you as far as spirituality, and as far as also wanting to use your spirituality in very practical ways. You've got a lot of Leo for a Cancer sun. You've got a lot of Leo. And so there is a lot of roar and purr about you, dear.
Yes, this is true. but I also have, like, this mental side, you know, this side of me that likes to be intelligent and do things with an intelligent approach. So that's why I thought maybe even if it was the last degree of Virgo, there's that strength of Virgo in my chart as well. And I'm not sure, I didn't know how it was meant to come out, like on my rising sign or maybe through something else.
Remember,
you have to remember that.
Go ahead, Aphrodite.
Go ahead.
Okay.
One of the things I want you to also
how you
consider,
appear to others.
Okay?
Think about when you listen to your voice, about how you hear one tone and other people hear another tone. That's kind of
mm-hmm.
like your ascendant. You do usually don't see your rising sign as well as other people do in you. Just
yeah,
to let you know.
That's true. Yeah. So anyway, I don't want to detract from my question. My question was actually about my financial security. I do have a lease that's coming up in February 1st, and at this point my work situation has kind of stopped and my income flow is down to, you know, a bare minimum, and I'm not quite sure how this is all going to come together, but I thought I would ask for you guys to maybe give me some insight.
What are you doing for a living?
I'm actually working with food right now.
That's pretty Virgoan.
Yes.
Well, I want to say, I think that Mars is the key in your chart, okay? Your Mars is at 27 degrees of Aries in 40 minutes. Uranus is retrograde, sitting right on it. So right now, your liberation is on hold. until after the 6th or 7th of January, when Uranus actually stations and moves forward. Now, it's going to go back into Taurus in March. And when it does that, then it's going to be sitting right on top of your Mars. It's going to be direct. It's going to be on that Taurus cusp. And it does sit on your part of intelligence and skill, as far as your Arabic parts of destiny. So, and it's going to be in perfect trine to your Pluto, your planet of empowerment in your first house. So I'm going to encourage you to hold on and look at everything in January. What do you think, Jacqueline?
Oh, I so agree with you, okay? Because I don't know that you're going to find the answers until after Uranus goes direct, okay? Mm. And when it comes to your home and your lease, I hear you. You're trying to plan ahead. And the universe is kind of saying, well, hey, take it easy. We're not going to do that. You have Saturn in your fourth house, plus Pluto also in your fourth house, plus Arabic part of fortune and your south node. They're all in Capricorn sitting in your fourth house of your home, okay? So the decision as far as what you're going to do as far as your home is concerned is an old issue from the past that has returned. But with patience, will find its own answer because it's controlled there with the part of fortune. The Arabic part of fortune says, we'll take care of it. Just wait. Have patience. So don't worry so much about whether you're going to move or not. Even if you don't move, you may be able to sign a short-term lease or something like this to where it could be minimally before things change, okay? And the reason why I'm saying that is that I go back to what Aphrodite said. Your life is shifting and your work is shifting. I like you working with food. I think it's wonderful and awesome, okay? Follow your passion is what I'm trying to say, and the rest will fall into place because once Uranus goes direct, everything's going to start to shift. You're going to have your Mars return coming up. You're going to, in the next couple months, there's a lot of things that are turning for your favor to really show you, as long as you follow your own personal values and beliefs, it will pay off.
Mm. Okay, interesting. So food is just something I do that is more accessible for me, but actually spirituality is something that goes much deeper and that I seem to get a lot of, like, deep fulfillment from. So I just wondered if I was going to make that switch.
Well, I want to tell you something. That
food, follow it.
You are what you eat, okay? If you could blend spirituality, good nutrition, organics, knowledge of people, eating better in an organization that really is kind of taking off, that would probably be the ideal for you, I think.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah. Yeah, I do
that. I would be looking for that.
I do that. Yep. I actually go into people's homes and I create a healthier food program for them. And, yeah, I do that.
And then maybe that's the way that you're doing a lot of your spiritual stuff, even though you're looking only the practical side, but you're not looking at the beautiful gift of life you're giving them. This is great,
no,
babe. This is great that you're doing this.
I get texts from people all the time. I get, like, you've changed my life. I don't have to go. My kidney stopped bleeding. I don't have to go and take that test any longer. You've given me energy. Now my whole world is looking up. You know, so I do get that.
Great.
Yeah.
Great.
All right, ladies. Thank you so much. I know there are other people in line, and have a very Merry Christmas.
You too, have a very Merry Christmas, and keep us posted, okay?
We'll do it. Thank you.
God bless. All right, bye.
Bye-bye.
Very interesting chart. Fabulous. Let's see where we're at here. Okay. Are you ready for the next one?
Okay.
Air code 561568, you're on the air.
Hello, ladies.
It's Cindy.
Yes,
hey, Cindy. How the heck are you?
I forgot last week you were on at when the hour is. I totally forget about it. And I went on at the wrong time.
Oh, you're here now.
Yeah. Now I'm on. So what's happening?
What's happening? What's your focus?
Sure.
What do you want us to look at first? Or you want us to just talk?
Say it again.
Do you have a focus you want us to look at?
Oh, my life, my future, my whatever. I'm just staying at home, staying at home.
Well, I must tell you, I disapprove.
You what?
I disapprove. You should be out there enjoying the beautiful Florida weather this time of year with all the snowbirds that are down. You should be spending time by the water. I mean, what are you doing?
Well, first off, my toe was broken, and he thought he was going to have to operate on it. And now it's healed.
Oh, dear, I didn't know that. Oh, my goodness. Okay, all right.
Firsthand.
All right, I'm
going to
let you beg off for now. I'm going to let you beg off for now, Cindy, but not forever, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
But what does my chart tell you? What's going on in my life?
It hasn't fully healed yet, Cindy?
Say it again?
Your toe, has it healed yet?
I can hardly hear you. I'm not sure if it's your...
Oh, okay. Can you hear me better now?
Oh, yes. Yes.
Okay.
Now, what did you just say?
Your toe has healed, correct?
Correct.
Okay. I just wanted to say that. It is time for you to get out and about is what I'm trying to say.
Okay. I have a little foot peddler in the house.
Well, you know, Pisces rules the feet, Cindy. And Neptune and Mars and Chiron are all in Pisces right now. And they are opposing and attracting to your Virgo moon. So I think it's wise for you to be cautious, but I think it's also wise for you, if you need to wear something on your feet to make you more comfortable if you go out and about, let people open doors for you. Let people say, oh, Cindy, what happened to your foot? This is okay. This is all okay.
Yes. I hear you.
Accept the kindness of others at this time, okay?
Absolutely, yeah. That's what I've been told by my doctor.
I was going to leave Pisces pretty soon, and it's going to go into Aries. So I think the whole thing of whatever sensations you're having in your feet, I think it's going to get even better. I think you're on a healing trail right now, and I think that's fine. And I think 2 weeks from now, you're going to want to get out and about, and you're going to feel the motivation. You haven't been feeling that because you've been feeling a little victimized by this injury, and I understand that because I get that way sometimes myself. But I think within the next fortnight, that's going to shift.
Good, good. I can't wait.
Alrighty then. Are you all ready for the holiday?
Say what?
Are you all ready for the holiday?
Oh, yes. As ready as I ever will be. Absolutely. We don't do things. We don't. My daughter, as you know, is in the house about 30 feet from me, and we don't do anything. So.
Ah.
She doesn't believe in Christmas.
Well, is there something that you'd like to do for Christmas? Is there a place you'd like to go that inspires you, that would make you feel happy and lighthearted?
Not really. I'm just contented with where I am. It's okay.
Well, try and do something that enlivens your spirit that in your home, whether it's music, whether it's little decorations you might want to put up. Because Jupiter's in Sag and is going through your fourth house of home where you live now, I really think it's a good idea for you to do something that just pleases you. Okay?
Okay.
And makes you feel like you have a little inner celebration inside yourself. And to embrace that spirit of optimism, knowing that over the next 2 weeks, you're going to feel like you're free of this injury and this limitation and know it's coming, kind of like a little mini miracle for you. Okay?
Yeah. Earl brought me a little tree, my son.
That's great.
Okay.
See?
Yeah. Pam's cat just came in. She doesn't usually do that. She came in to eat.
Ah.
Yeah.
Well, you know, if you have the food, they're your friend every day. I can tell you that by my experience with my kitties. For sure.
Yeah. Chloe, my cat just came in and she followed him. Yeah. So anyway, I won't take up any more of your time. So you think that the future holds something good for me?
Yes.
Okay.
I do. I think you're going to be spending more time with travelers and you're going to enjoy talking about adventures. It's going to be nice. You're okay.
Okay. How do I want to word this? Is the big deal going to be happening soon?
I can't guarantee that.
Okay.
Jupiter's already gone past your Mars and your Venus right now. And it's in square to your Neptune in Virgo. So because of that, I feel right now you're still a little bit in a waiting game. That's not to say that won't change. Because you have been going through your Uranus return, and it's retrograde, and yours is retrograde when you were born. So once Uranus goes direct in January, the first week of January, then I think things could shift and change. And Mars is going to be going into Aries as well, in about 60 days. So it's actually less than that. It's about 35 days. But what I want to say is that keep the faith with that. Keep working on it. But right now, try to enjoy your moments, Cindy. Okay?
Yeah, I do. I really do. I do.
All
I have
right.
my cat here.
Good girl.
And my food and beer. And yeah, so... Merry Christmas to both of you. I miss you, Jacqueline.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah, same to
Merry
you.
Merry Christmas.
Both,
may the force be with you.
Okay. Thanks. Bye.
Sweet night. Bye. Well, it looks like we have somebody from your neck of the woods.
Okay.
Area code 440, you're on the air.
Hi, Aphrodite. Hi, Jacqueline. This is Dan.
Hey, Dan.
Hey, honey.
What's shaking, baby?
Just doing a little R&R on vacation, so that's always a good thing, right?
Oh, yeah. Do you have a special question for us tonight?
Yeah, I guess if I know you said that travel is it's a good time to travel, so I got that going for me. Career after, yeah, how's my career look after the first of the year?
All right, you know I'm going to ask you this. Give me the first four digits of your last name.
C-I-E-R.
Got it. Okay.
No.
I don't know why I always want to put in C-E-R-E-B. I don't know. It's just a weird thing with me. It's okay. And are you down in Florida now?
Yeah, I'm in Florida for a couple of weeks. And, I'm heading back after the first of the year. And work was kind of crazy when I left it. I don't know. Is it going to settle down at all? Or?
Yes. When are you exactly going back, Dan?
The 3rd.
Okay. Mars is going to be in your sign. And I think that's
okay.
going to be a good
so
sign for you. Yes. See, Mars has been opposing your Virgo moon. And it's been making you feel as if two steps forward, three steps back, and you're feeling like you're not in a healthy environment. You feel like other people just don't get it, right? I understand. But when it goes into Aries, now it's going to just go into early Aries when you first get back. So it's going to take it about a week or two to connect with your Mercury. But that's okay. You're going to feel some of this feeling of being helpless to make things better. You're going to feel it kind of lift off gently, I think. What do you think, Jacqueline?
Oh, I agree. I think there's with the South Node sitting in your 6th house of day-to-day work, I think that it's been that drudge. It's been that hard work. But I also think that once Mars, I go back to that same thing that Aphrodite does, once Mars starts trekking through your planets in Aries, I think it's really going to make a shift. And then once it goes through there, it's going to go into Taurus and go through your 10th house.
and dance right over your Jupiter, okay? So yeah. The next quarter of your work environment is going to start to turn better. I do think you took the right time for a vacation, because I do feel the next few months are going to really make some great shifts for your career.
Well, that's good to hear, so... Well, thank you, ladies, for your insight. You all have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year, and we'll keep you in touch, and, talk to you again soon.
And many blessings.
Many blessings
to
you.
He wants to stay online, I'm sure.
Okay, I'll put him on hold. On hold. Okay. All right. So are we ready for the next one?
Yes, we are.
Area code 201, you're on the air.
Hey, ladies, this is Jackie again.
I have a
question.
Jackie again?
Yeah, follow up to last week.
All right.
Yeah.
You're January 5th, right?
Say it again?
Yes, January 5th.
Say your name again.
Jackie.
Say your name again. That's right.
Jackie.
I got a few Jackies on here. I'm just trying to get my bearings. Okay. Gotcha.
Yeah.
And you were born in London. And where do you live now, Jackie?
In New Jersey.
What city?
Patterson.
Alrighty then.
So, what do you want to know now?
So you were telling me that, you know, for my birthday, to make sure I go away, I guess that was a relocation chart in New Orleans.
No, it was a solo return chart.
Okay.
I was talking about solo return, which... It's kind of like a stamp or an impression for the year. It gives you certain influences for the year and tells you what you're going to be working on or what's going to be a little easier or a little bit more difficult. And so you carry that energy for the whole entire year of where you were on the location of your birthday.
Okay. So the big easy would, I just envision going down there. See, my problem is going alone. But I envision going down there having a good time, you know, maybe taking in some nice jazz or, you know, just loading around the city. But I think I pretty much was concerned with going to New Orleans alone, you know. I'm kind of like concerned about being so far away from home alone because I don't have anyone to go with me. I mean, I'm trying to get my courage up to it. I actually looked into flights and hotels and... Like, I'm just trying to figure out, why is it just that city?
Well, it's a general location. We could pick another one if you wanted to look at another one. And it makes a difference more latitude than longitude. Because of the arc of the Earth, of how the roundness of the Earth, there's different locations that will have similarities to that. But,
okay.
What you're doing is you're putting a certain influence there. So we could take a look, if you wanted to, at other cities.
Because one of my friends proposed Memphis or San Antonio.
Okay. Well, let's take a look then.
Well, Jacqueline's looking into that. I just want to tell you what's going on in your chart tonight, Jackie.
Okay.
Because to me, it's quite incredible, okay? Today, my transit, with everything that's been going on between the solstice coming in and the full moon, and now this beautiful grand trine we have in water going on tonight, I just want you to know that when I put your wheel up on screen, okay, in New Jersey, and then I put the planets where they are right now, on the outside wheel, which is kind of like the universe hugging you, is what I'm looking at. And what I am seeing is I am seeing a double mystic rectangle, which means your psychic stuff is not always already present, but it's also very intuitive. And you are also being targeted by this beautiful grand trine and water. So for you to go somewhere where you can listen to music and you can feel as if the people around you are kindred souls, I so agree that that's where you need to be. And you're feeling it now because I think it's an insight that you will find this in your future, and I think that that's what Jacqueline's going to discover right now.
Right now. I'm still looking.
Because I do have a little devil getting on my nerves, but I'm just trying to understand,
okay,
you know, what you say.
Well, you're a very, very strong person, even though you're a very kind person, okay? And your moon is in Aquarius, and you have Aquarius rising in New Jersey. So because of that, you don't want to necessarily give all your independence, even though sometimes you feel disconnected, okay? But the planets that are in Pisces right now are forming some squares and some stress aspects to your Sag planets in your 10th house, which means, again, you do want to have other people around you that share your vision, that share some of your own personal gifts. You want to be around
mm-hmm.
your tribe, and you haven't
right.
been able to create that just yet. But all the squares indicate that you will do this, and you will do that this year coming up in 2019, I guarantee you. Because Jupiter is going through your 10th house right now in Sag, so what it's going to do, it's going to gift you with that feeling of being connected with other people that share your philosophy, your spirituality, that want to do the right
mm-hmm.
thing, that have a more global view. All that's going to be coming to you this year.
Okay. That's what I want. Because I'm sick of
yes.
my job. I'm just hanging in there because I want what's vested to me. But, you know, even
right.
with the move that I'm trying to make at my mother's, that's just not a temporary fix. That's just to get me and my family into a private place so that I can meditate and focus on us and me being able to manifest my business. Trying to plan the next phase of my life. I'm not trying to stay stuck waiting on the allotment. I've already paid my dues.
Well, you know, Saturn is only in Capricorn every 29 to 30 years, okay? It's been there about
mm-hmm.
a year now. So this year that's coming up, it's going to be passing over your sun. Now, some people get afraid of that. But because you're a Capricorn sun, and Capricorn, again, rules business, commerce,
mm-hmm.
all institutions
mm-hmm.
that are partially government-funded and regulated, I think Saturn sitting on your sun is going to allow you to establish yourself in an amazing way this year. You have three major planets in Virgo in your seventh house of contracts, partnerships, this kind of thing, allied forces that are going to help you. And this year, all
okay.
of that's going to come in. So if you want to spend some time this holiday season and on your birthday doing something that is an absolute indulgence, I am not going to discourage
mm-hmm.
you from doing that, dear. I am not
okay.
going to discourage
okay.
you at all.
I just always do it because I want to do it. I can see myself in the
yeah.
first quarter. I'm just like, am I going to be alone? Like, I see myself there looking around like, okay, what am I going to do now? You know, but, you know, then I'm also leery of how crazy it is when women are by themselves. Because, see, I'm married to a person who's stationary. He would not be the person that said, come on, let's run to New Orleans. He's not going to go. He knows that I want to go, and he knows I have a reason for it. He just doesn't understand it yet. But I know I need to make a move. I just asked about those other two cities because I do have a long-lost friend in Memphis, and my best friend is in San Antonio. So it seems like New Orleans is like smack dead in the middle of both of them, and no one really wants to travel
yes.
to New Orleans.
It is, and you could go to either one. And I actually, you know, if I had to choose between the two, I actually like San Antonio just a shade better than Memphis. But both
yes.
of those,
mm-hmm.
those two are in that range for what your desired goal is, that new career, that transformation and change of that career. This really sets you up really well, that I am presence with that Mars in your first house, with that Sun, Saturn, Moon conjunction, because Capricorn Moon, and that's one of the reasons why I strongly am suggesting travel for your birthday this year, is because on your solar return, you have that Capricorn Moon conjunct your Sun. So a little emotional nourishment to really back on your feet and really get your
yes,
confidence back
absolutely.
Is so well needed
yes.
for this. So you can.
So like
I
New Orleans would be my brave move.
New Orleans would be my bravest move. Just go to New Orleans, get in a hotel, and just, you know, go around and be around authentic people. I like the jazz scene, you know. Eat some gumbo and a po' boy. But my two friends are in those other two locations. So I was just questioning, did it necessarily have to be New Orleans?
With any of those, Jackie, you can go, and it still will make that same transformation and change.
Okay.
So, you know, maybe New Orleans another time, or maybe a little later on in the year, you know, when you find somebody willing to go with you or something like that, maybe better. I wouldn't lose your dream of going to New Orleans. And I would have some fun this year, especially with travel. With Jupiter in Sagittarius in your ninth house and your Venus in Scorpio in your ninth house and your solar return, both of those lead to a little bit more travel this year. So I would, you know, say, hey, maybe I should do that a little bit later in the year. Okay.
Okay.
So think about
that
week as well.
That city. Cause those, you know.
No, it doesn't. You can have the same effect going to San Antonio or Memphis. Both of those fall within that boundary of putting that Mars and that Chiron both into your first house and keeping your Sun, Saturn, Pluto, Moon conjunction into your 11th with your Mercury and your 10th. So it does have that focus on that career and that career change towards your hopes, desires, and dreams in all three of those locations.
So what is Pluto? Because I'm hearing the Pluto's in Capricorn. What exactly does Pluto represent in Capricorn at this point? Because I'm feeling like kind of... Like I know I need to do something. I'm just trying to. I'm just plugging my way through. And
it's the planet of empowerment and life, death, and rebirthing. You have to decide what you want to leave behind and what you want to embrace. It's a very slow-moving planet. It has been at this degree in Capricorn since the Revolutionary War. That's how slow this planet moves. So it gives you the opportunity to look at the age also of your soul. Now, I want to give you a little bit of advice because we're almost getting ready to get off the air here, but I just want to tell you one thing, Jackie. If you do decide that you want to go somewhere alone, okay, say you decide, oh, I don't care, whatever, I'm going to go to New Orleans anyway on my birthday. That's fine. But if you do that, if you go somewhere alone, make sure you make an entrance. My sister and I used to play this game, put on a hat, put on a character, okay, when we were kids. It's very true.
Okay.
If you go down to New Orleans, dress it up. Put on the bright colors. Get into that festive space. When you walk into that hotel to check in, make sure they're going to remember you, honey. It's all I can tell you. If that's what you want, do it. But I agree with Jacqueline astrologically that these other two places are going to be a nice signature for the year ahead. But you must choose and spend a little time with yourself just kind of pondering.
Contemplating.
Okay?
I am. I have been.
And
I
say, okay, well, where do I want to be? Where do I really want to be? And just listen very, very quietly for the inner answer, okay?
Okay. Thank you, ladies. I appreciate it.
All right. God bless
really
you.
Do.
Happy holidays. God bless.
Happy holidays to you, ladies, too. And please, could you give me your Facebook pages so I can friend you on Facebook?
Yep, Jacqueline and Aphrodite. You can find us both there.
Okay.
On the Illumination Station. Go to the Illumination Station.
Yeah, that's probably the best bet.
You'll find both of us there, and you can Facebook us from there.
Okay, thank you, ladies. Illumination Station. Thank you. Namaste.
All right, God bless.
God bless you.
Namaste.
Well, we've got less than a minute. Tell them where they can find us, Jacqueline.
Okay, well, they can call me at 772-286-2720. And you, Aphrodite?
No, it's not 286, is it?
Yes, it is. 286-2720.
That's right. Okay, see, your poetry is different than mine. Okay. Anyway, I can be reached at 540-400-0110. And we wish you all a very, very delicious and wonderful holiday. Stay in the sacred, know you're loved, and thank the universe for all that you are and all that you have. Have a sweet week. God bless. Good night.
Merry Christmas. Good night.
Merry Christmas. Bye.